This is the Pulse FM Surrey Spotlight, and this week we're talking to Chris from Greco's Specialty Foods.
I'm talking to Chris from Greco's Specialty Foods. Hey, Chris, thanks so much for chatting with me today. What is your official title at Greco's?
Well, I am officially the president, but I'm one of the two partners that own the store.
Perfect.
Four, actually, including our wives, but...
Okay, cool. Okay, awesome.
My father-in-law started the business originally, and I took it over with my brother-in-law some 25 years ago.
Wow, 25 years ago.
But we've been in business since 1984. My father-in-law opened up a store in Surrey. He's Greek from Egypt.
And has it been at the same location since it was opened?
No. The first store was on where Doc Stitter Sports was on King George near Costco.
Okay.
And then he was there for about 8 years, and then I joined him. We moved across the street to 72nd, where the police station is. And then when we took over, my brother-in-law and I, we moved down here to where we are now, 68th. Where we've been for the last 25 years.
Oh, that is. Is it? How is it working with family?
Whoa, family's always interesting.
Oh, yes.
But we found a way to make it work. I mean, my brother-in-law and I are the ones that actually run the store.
Mm-hmm.
So we're the two in the store.
Very cool. So how would you describe Greco's to everyone? I've been there. I think it's the most amazing place. I could stay. It's a small shop, but I could stay in there for hours looking around at everything.
Yes, well, it's quite a fusion because, like I say, my father-in-law is Greek from Alexandria, from Egypt. So he grew up, his father had a store in Egypt, which carried all European products. And then my brother-in-law and I took over. My brother-in-law is a German conditor. He's a pastry chef by trade. And I've been in retail my whole life. I worked for Woodward's for many years before. So we just procure products from around the world that are specialty. That's been our focus. Originally, it was just a Greek store, but we've changed that to specialty, and our key goal is to bring in the most special things we can find. Like our latest one is a double cream gorgonzola with truffle from Italy called the creme de la creme, and it is.
Anything with truffle, you've got me sold. I remember coming in there one time, and I think I tried a truffle. It was some sort of meat, and I couldn't believe my taste buds. I was going crazy over it. Has the store, obviously you've been there for a long time now. Has it been busy the entire time you've been there? Because I remember we go there anytime that we have people over, we'll go get charcuterie stuff from Greco's.
Yes.
And it's always busy. But during the pandemic, I waited in line for maybe 30 minutes. And I needed to wait in line because I needed to get in there. But I just couldn't believe how consistently busy it was even during the pandemic.
The pandemic was a very unusual blip for us. We've been extremely busy the entire time.
Wow.
We've never been busier. We had to hire people rather than
really.
And I had one of my suppliers from Toronto, a giftware supplier, phone me and said, "How's it going out there?" I said, "Well, I'm not selling platters, but I'm selling martini glasses and wine glasses. They're going out of style because everyone's breaking them." That was the beginning of
that. That was the must to get during the pandemic.
Yeah, that was the start of it all, and of course the beginning too, when everybody wanted basics. I did a Facebook post with a loaf of bread, yeast, flour, salt, and people were all like, "You have all that?" Because people were hunting for basics in the beginning.
It's true. That's very true. So what are your guys' plans? I mean, you've already been in business for so long and you're obviously successful. Do you have plans to open other locations? Are you happy where you are right now?
No, we're very content. We have a very good client base.
Mm-hmm.
And, as you know, we do. And we do lots of charcuterie boards and gift baskets for realtors. And, so we have enough business going on to keep us as busy as we really want to be.
Mm-hmm.
For the time.
So what does a day look like for you? Because I can imagine it's just, or is it different every single day?
It's just pretty busy every day. We have a lot of vendors, so we are dealing with a lot of suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
And you're constantly looking forward. Like right now, I'm looking at Easter and Christmas.
Right.
For next year, which we're still cleaning up from the last Christmas, but trying to go forward. And then with the shortages right now, goods being shipped is huge issues. So I'm constantly can't find it from A, I got to go to B or C or D and find ways to get product just to keep supply chains rolling in as we're going forward.
Well, it's so funny that you say that because I have never experienced a time going in there and leaving and being like, well, didn't find what I was looking for. I usually leave with way more than I actually needed, which is a good problem to have, obviously.
I've heard that problem.
So if you're really looking for specialty foods, you got to go to Greco's. They got everything you need and more. If you want to spoil yourself or spoil friends, whoever's coming over, definitely you got to hit them up.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Jacqueline.
Thanks so much, Chris. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. Bye now.
This has been the Pulse FM Surrey Spotlight. If you know an artist, business, or event that you would like to nominate, head over to pulsefm.ca to put them in the spotlight.